Welcome to House Sleeper and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Ken and June Grady. Television show from November 14th, 2020 and November the 21st. Enjoy the broadcast. You're listening to House Sleeper and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south in Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
All the way from North Carolina, it's the Journeys.
From a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, I will be speaking to an old friend, Bill Shivers, on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
A couple of new CDs, one by the Barber family and one by Don Stiles.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We were at the North Alabama Quartet Convention with our cameras. Clear Vision Quartet was there. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
We don't go to Missouri often, but I think that's where we're going for the archives.
From a few years ago, the Mid-America Gospel Music Association hosted the Lesters. We have exclusive video on today's program.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Isaacs have released a new album featuring the hit single The Wilderness and a performance by Lily Isaacs of the Bob Dylan classic The Times They Are Changin'. Daywind Music Publishing has re-signed Diane Wilkinson. It's her 15th anniversary with Daywind, and her songs have been recorded by many of the top Southern Gospel artists. Stowtown Records has released a new recording by The Guardians. It's Still Good News is the group's third recording for Stowtown. It was produced by Wayne Hahn and group member John Darren Rousey. 11th Hour has released a new single, I Know It's Mine, following up their 2019 CD release, A Lot with a Little. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. And you know, we always like the opportunity to see Clear Vision Quartet. They were at the North Alabama Quartet Convention, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
I believe that time is nearing when I'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour. Oh, now this could be the day when the saints from every nation, they will lose their gravitation.
Wake
listen, in the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky, and I believe he's coming back like he said.
We always enjoy hearing Clear Vision Quartet, and we really enjoyed the North Alabama Quartet Convention. That's a good event.
Yes, it is. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Libby Perry Stuffel. Libby sings with the Perrys. Her birthday is November 16.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up on Gospel Music Today. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Family and Friends is the new CD by the Barber family, and it was produced by Les Butler. Some of the friends that joined them on the CD are Weston Henson and Jason Davidson. Five of the songs were written by members of the group, and my favorite is No One's Too Broken for Grace. That's Friends and Family by the Barber family.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Pine Ridge Boys will be at Anchor Auctions in Woodruff, South Carolina on December 4. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Journeys from Dobson, North Carolina, are a gospel singing group who travel and share their testimonies about raising a child with autism. Donna sang with her family and other groups most of her life. She and Greg were married in 1991, and 3 years later, God blessed them with a son, Ben. At the early age of 2.5, Ben was diagnosed with autism. They were devastated by the diagnosis and were told by doctors that Ben would not be able to communicate with them and would have a difficult time socializing and communicating with others. As Ben grew, they both noticed that he was fascinated with music and any type of musical instrument. They fostered that interest by getting Ben instruments to play. Donna plays piano and showed Ben chords on the piano and noticed Ben putting chords together and playing along as she sang with him. The Journeys continue to pray and seek God's will for Ben's life. Their journey has been a long and challenging one, but God has blessed them and blessed Ben with amazing skills to not only play piano and keyboard for the group, but also guitar, electric guitar, and banjo. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thejourneysgospel.net. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Bill Shivers. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke with an old friend, Bill Shivers of Brian Free and Assurance. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. This is Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention, and it's a great thrill to be talking to an old friend, although I don't mean old in that sense. You know what I mean?
I feel older than I am.
This is Bill Shivers. He sings with Brian Free and Assurance. And, Bill, it's great to have you on Gospel Music Today.
I'm glad to be back with y'all, Ken. It's been a while since I've been here. What was it? Last time was 2 or 3 years ago?
I guess so, yeah. It's been a couple of years. I have to tell you, before we ask you anything, I'll see if I can, first I'll start off seeing if I can embarrass you.
Uh-oh.
But no, I just want to tell you this. When we see Brian Free and Assurance, and we love the quartet, we love the singing.
Thank you.
But I have to tell you, and Gene and I have both talked about this, one of the highlights is watching you every night looking like you were having absolutely the time of your life.
You know, when you sing for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I mean, that's something to get excited about. And how these people get up on stage and they look like they've lost their best friend, I don't understand it, because when he saved and touched my life, he gave me the joy that's unspeakable. And I'm glad it shows. I'm glad it shines through. I can't thank him and praise him enough for being able to do what I do night after night, doing something that I've loved for all my life. It's just a thrill to do what I do.
That's great. How did you start singing Southern gospel music?
Honestly, it was really by accident. I was introduced to gospel music at a young age, of course, because we watched the gospel singing Jubilee every Sunday morning before church. And that was my introduction to gospel music. And little did I know that all these many years later, after watching that, that I'd be a part of this great music. And I started when I was like 19 years old, actually playing the drums in a local family group where I was from in South Georgia. And I was singing along during one of our practices that we, you know, local groups, a lot of them, we'll practice and practice because we all had live bands. We didn't know what it was like to have tracks, you know. So I was playing the drums, what little bit I knew how, and I started singing along. And so one of the guys in the group heard me, said, "Wow, put him a mic back there." And that's really how it all began. And I started singing, and I'd sing and play the drums, if that was a sight. But that's really the beginning. I sang with them for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then another part-time group, and then a group, a lot well-known, Heavenbound. We sang with them one night, and Ken, the piano player, told me if I was ever interested in traveling and singing full-time, to give him a call. And so I guess it was not 6 to 8 months later that I felt like that was something that I might would enjoy doing. So I gave him a call and sang with him 3 or 4 years. And then Brian heard us up here, and I heard that he was looking for a lead singer. And so I decided to join up with Brian Free, and it's been a thrill to do what I do with Brian. Brian's like a big brother, you know. He's an awesome guy. He's a little feminine, but you know how tenor singers are. I'm just joking, Brian.
You've got a new guy in the group recently.
Randy Crawford, which is the new old guy.
That's
he traveled with Brian back, what, 96, 97, 98. And then that he was with him when Brian decided, you know, to go solo for a couple of years. That's who was the lead singer. He was a lead singer at that time. But now he's singing baritone, which he gives me a hard time about that. But he's a great guy, Randy Crawford. He's a name that everybody out here knows. He's been with the Kingsmen. He's been with the Tony Brothers, and he's been around. He's had his own group, so he's a very talented man.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah, knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
I know you've been recording. What's going on with that?
Our latest single is You Must Have Met Him, and it's a Ronnie Henson song, which we try to do at least a couple of Ronnie Henson songs on every one of our CDs, because you know no one writes like Ronnie Henson. He's like one of the best ever. And so that's the latest thing we got out now, and our latest CD is called Worth It. It's been out, I don't know what, 8 months now, and we're really getting a lot of positive feedback from it. Like, God's really blessing me. He blessed us with some wonderful songs, anointed songs, and it's just been a thrill to sing them. Sure has been awesome.
What's the Brian Free and Assurance website?
BrianFreeAndAssurance.com. The word and, BrianFreeAndAssurance.com.
Well, Bill, we look forward to this every single time, and it's been a great pleasure to have you on Gospel Music Today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you and Gene. We love you. We thank you for what you do and what you mean to gospel music.
We appreciate that. There's more coming up on Gospel Music Today.
In this month's edition of the Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about Marvin Harrell, and there are other articles about Roberta Blevins, Lance Driscoll, and our friends from North Carolina, Molded Clay. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Wanda Mountain Boys will sing at Mount Zion Christian Church in Hannibal, Missouri on December 6 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new music video.
Yes, we do. This is the Jordan Family Band. And when they say family band, they are telling the truth. This is Alex, Hunter, Grant, Randa, and Josh Jordan. From their new CD, Little More Love, the song is Hope for the World. The Jordan Family Band is up next on Gospel Music Today.
I'm Some say take them away. Some say we need them. Some choose to break.
Sermons is a new CD by Don Stiles. All 13 songs were written by Don, and the CD opens with He Got What I Deserved, and the current radio release is He Will See Me Through. My favorite on the CD is Can't You Feel His Spirit in This Place? That's Song Sermons by Don Stiles.
Preacher got up and said, stand to your feet. We'll start with a prayer. If you have a need, let it be heard, saints, let it be known. We're all family, and you're not alone. And that's when he saw her in the back of the church, her silence and sadness. Cried out the hurt, the kind shepherd knew just what to say. I need to know before we can pray. An unspoken request.
Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden? I need in your life.
Just lift up your
hand to the one who can give you rest.
Child, have no fear.
Our God can hear.
An unspoken request. Well, the preacher whispered as she raised her hand, "Sweet Holy Spirit, come by her and stand." And as her tears started flowing, there was no doubt that in the throne room of heaven, her secret was out. An unspoken request.
You come with a burden you can share, being in your life.
Just lift up your hand
to the one who can give you rest.
Shall have no fear.
Our God can hear
an unspoken request. I'll have no fear.
Our God can hear
an unspoken request.
We have a new music video coming up, and it's one of my favorite songs on this new DVD.
That's right. This is Mark 209. The DVD is called A New Standard. They recorded it at the Rochester Opera House in New Hampshire. The song is My Last Day Here, the lead by Jimmy Reno, one of your favorites. And that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
Grandpa loves to tell the story about a man that did no wrong. He said they killed him, laid him in the ground. He didn't stay there long. For a couple thousand years or so, he's been building a place where whoever calls upon his name will live with him someday. He always says, if God gives me the chance, I'll spend 100 more years with you.
Savior on
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Lesters. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. A great annual event in Missouri, the Mid-America Gospel Music Association. We saw the Lesters there, and that exclusive concert video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Down at the cross where my Savior died.
Look forward to getting to see the Lesters. They are good, good friends, and we really enjoyed the Mid-America Gospel Music Association. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we are so honored that you spent the last 30 minutes with us, and we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Helmsmen.
From the National Quartet Convention a few years ago, we spoke to Bill Lindsay. Bill is the grandson of legendary composer Stuart Hamblin. That's on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
Yes, a new CD by the Regals.
And you've been reading.
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention a couple of years ago, we heard Gold City Quartet. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And I just bet we're going back to Alabama for the archives.
You are correct. Southern Gospel Weekend hosted Jay Parrick and Vocal Event, and we have exclusive video on today's show.
It's an exciting 30 minutes coming up. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Kingsmen's 40th anniversary reunion recording from NQC in 1995 has been re-released in a remixed and remastered version from Horizon Records. Dunaway Music has released Titanic, the first recording by the Valines Trio. It was produced by Tammy Dunaway, and it's also the first recording on the new Dunaway Music label. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound have a new single called Wake Up. It was written by Ernie Haas, Wayne Hahn, and Joel Lindsay, and it premiered on the debut episode of the Friday Night Sing Facebook series. Legacy 5 and the Wardlaw Brothers have released a collaboration called Nine Makes Us One. It was written by Luther Wardlaw and produced by Tyrone Dickerson and Luther Wardlaw. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Creekside Gospel Music Convention a year or so ago, and Gold City was there. I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown. Someday I'm gonna try holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'm going on. I've been walking through the valley. Even if my Lord was near, many times that old tempter, he says, oh, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up.
Who's with?
And I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown. Someday I'm gonna be holding on, yes I will, to that nail-scarred man. I'm not giving up, I know I'm going on. Now would you mind to tell me there's been something bother me? Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children live? You see, he has purpose and determined. Oh, begin running away and turn us from the ways of life and lead our souls astray. Oh, but I'm not giving up. And I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. And I'm gonna be holding on, yes I will, to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, I know I'll keep going.
Throws at you. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's right.
of my God, I'm gonna win a shining crown someday.
And all the people holding on to that scarlet sword. I give it up, I know.
We do enjoy the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. We always look forward to seeing Gold City. They are celebrating 4 decades of quartet singing.
That's right. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Bill Shivers. Bill sings with Brian Free and Assurance. His birthday is November 26.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up in today's program. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
The Regals have a new CD called On Track. It opens with Back to the Well and also includes Dream On, Give Me Jesus, I Want to Hear the Trumpet Blow, In Christ Alone, and my favorite, They Can't Take That Away From Me. That's On Track by the Regals.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts hosts Carolina in Stanley, North Carolina on December 5 at 5 p.m. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
In 1969, God brought 3 college students together in Illinois to form the Helmsmen. Although reorganized many times through the years, the current group is in Mount Vernon, Ohio. The lineup has changed over the years, but the zest for ministry has continued. God has used the Helmsmen to minister to thousands of people through hundreds of church services and concerts. Many people have been saved, and many more have been encouraged to continue in their Christian faith. Over the years, the Helmsmen have recorded 18 albums and have traveled from New York to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. Members of the quartet are Gary Morgan, Paul Russell, Ken Ish, and Robert Small. You can find out more about this week's feature group at helmsmanquartet.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Bill Lindsay. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke to Bill Lindsay. Bill is the grandson of Stuart Hamblin, and he knows everything there is to know about Stuart Hamblin's music. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention, and before I introduce this guy, I want to tell you that Gene's choir back at our church back at home, one of their favorite songs, It Is No Secret, and I know that's the favorite song of a lot of people. We know who the writer was. We know a little bit about the song, but I want to tell you that Bill Lindsay is with me. And Bill, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate you guys having me on the show. So, yeah, my grandfather was Stuart Hamblin. Yeah, who wrote It Is No Secret, as well as a few other songs, This Old House, Known Only to Him, Until Then, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait, How Big Is God? I can keep going.
Yeah.
So he did a lot of great, great songs, especially in this industry. And he was one of those amazing men that did a lot of things. And you mentioned It Is No Secret. We could talk a little bit about It Is No Secret. One of the things that happened is at the time, he had been, well, let's just say he was known in Los Angeles for being a rebel rouser. Other things. And when he became saved, what happened was is everybody wanted to know how he was able to stay off alcohol. That was a big part of his life. And one evening at John Wayne's house, this all happened at John Wayne's house, John had just finished a movie, and so it was kind of after movie party, and so they all went over to his house, and they were sitting there, and all the guys were kind of surrounded talking, and one of the guys looked at Stuart and said, Stuart, how have you been able to handle not handling alcohol? I mean, that kind of takes over, and it did over his life. And he looked right at him and he said, you know, it is no secret what God can do in a man's life. And as that evening, as my grandparents were walking to the door, John's walking them back. And John said, you know, Stuart, those are pretty powerful words you said. You should really consider writing a song about that. So they lived next door to the Waynes. They walked around the hedge and into their house. And my grandmother went up to put her hair up in curlers. They did that back then. And my grandfather knew he had about 40 minutes to kill. So as he sat down at the organ, the grandfather clock struck midnight, and he grabs a pencil and starts writing, "The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you?" And believe it or not, song in its entirety, lyrics and all, 17 minutes is how long it took him to write that song. And what a powerful song it is. What a powerful song.
Now tell us about the Billy Graham Crusade connection.
Huh. Well, Billy was, my grandmother had heard Billy Graham speak at a place called Forest Home, which was a Christian retreat in Los Angeles area. And my grandfather was raised by J.H. Hamblin, who was the founder of the Evangelical Methodist movement. And so he knew how he was supposed to live his life, but he sort of rebelled against that. And so what happened was, is my grandmother heard Billy and said, "Boy, if anybody could reach Stuart, it would be that Billy Graham, young Billy Graham." Well, there was a woman at Hollywood Presbyterian that had a Bible study, and the Bible study was out of Hollywood Press, and her name was Henrietta Mears. And Henrietta had a lot of incredible people come to that Bible study. Bill Bright and Vonette Bright came out of that Bible study as well. And so what happened from Camp's Crusade? And so what happened was Bill go ahead, or there, Billy was there, and my grandmother sort of tricked my grandfather into coming to the Bible study. He didn't want to go, but she came dressed, you know, dressed downstairs, dressed to the hilt, and said, "You know, Stuart, please come with me. Everybody thinks I'm single because you never show up." And so she goaded him into coming, and he did. Well, unbeknownst to him, it was just Billy, Stuart, my grandmother, and Henrietta. So the women just disappeared off into the kitchen, leaving the two gentlemen. And they hit it off. They had a great time. And so they were talking, and my grandfather said, "Stuart, you know, Billy, when you actually want to come and do this tent crusade, you come on, we'll put you on the air." And at the time, he was actually the number one radio personality on the West Coast. And so that's what happened. He promoted the radio show, promoted the tent crusade. And basically what happened was they all had a great time. They came. People came, but my grandfather didn't. He's really felt conviction at that tent crusade, and I can't understand why. And so it was really kind of funny. He usually sit front row center. Well, Billy used to talk about the rich young ruler in his speech. And every time he talked about the rich young ruler, he'd point right down to where my grandfather was. And my grandfather said, "Well, I'm not sitting there anymore. I'm going to sit over on this side over here." So he goes to that. And Billy Graham would go, "The rich young ruler," and point right over there where he was. And he'd go, "I'm sitting on the other side." And he'd go over there. He said, it didn't matter where he'd sit. Billy would point right to where he was. And he says, it's just unbelievable. So conviction set upon him. And one evening, well, actually it was one evening late, he decided that he was going to go out and just not go to any more of these. And what happened was he came back and from going out and visiting, shall we say, the alcohol establishments. And he came back and he laid in bed and actually took his boot off and he threw him against the wall. My grandmother didn't want to move. And she said, "Baby, you awake?" And she said, "Yes, I'm awake." And he said, "All my life I've known what I'm supposed to have been doing. And all my life I've rebelled against it." And she said, "Well, Stuart, why?" And he said, "Because I didn't want the life I grew up with to be you for you and our daughters." And so what happened was she said, "Well, Stuart, we would have done anything. We would have gone with you anywhere you went. Whatever you did, we would have done it." He goes, "Billy did this to me." The conviction really was on his heart. "Billy did this to me. I'm going to call him." "Well, Stuart, you can't call him. It's 3 o'clock in the morning." "I'm calling him." And he did. He picked up the phone, dialed Billy, and Billy didn't want to talk to him. Billy said, "I want to talk to you face to face." And so they did. They got dressed really fast. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, went down to see Billy, and that was October 18th, 1949, he accepted Christ. And from that point on, that's where everything started happening.
Now, Bill has a treasure chest of gospel music history, Christian history, really. How can we find out more?
We have a website all about Stuart. It's www.hamblinmusic.com. That's www.hamblinmusic.com. And we've got everything there. I've got stories. I've got photographs. I've got music. His music is up there as well. I mean, we've got he wrote some amazing stuff. Open Up Your Heart and Let the Sunshine In. A lot of people don't realize he did that one, too. So there's a lot of stuff up there. It's all on our website. Appreciate you guys coming by visiting.
Bill, thanks for being on Gospel Music Today.
Ken, thank you. Gene, thank you. And I appreciate you guys having us on it.
What should I wait?
What should I wait?
Until I step inside the gate to thank the Lord for everything He's done.
more to be thankful for. The rocks will have to burn. That as long as I'm down here, they'll wait your turn.
As long as I have a breath to lift my voice, I will sing to the Lord. I'll make a joyful noise. Sometimes it seems life is hard and there's no way to win. God has given victory through Jesus over sin. Why should I wait?
Why should I wait until I step inside the gate to thank the Lord for everything He's done? When there's so much more to be thankful for, the rocks will have to learn that as long as I'm down here, they'll wait your turn.
All that I need, I know He will provide. Sound, I will fly away. Why should I wait?
Why should I wait
until I step inside the gate to thank the Lord for everything He's done? When there's so much more to be thankful for, the rocks will have to burn. That as long as I'm down here, they'll wait your turn.
In this month's Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about Gold City as they celebrate 40 years. There are comments from all the current members, as well as great pictures of former Gold City members. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Mark Dubeld family will sing at the Southern Indiana Christmas Concert on December 4 at 7 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the banks of a Red Sea? Out. 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you're crying out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke.
get a witness? Lord, can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance.
Can I get a witness?
Just go and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah, can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a hand raised high?
Can I get a witness?
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Jay Perrick and Vocal Event. Let's take a trip to Alabama for the archives.
This is from one of our favorite events, Southern Gospel Weekend. Jay Perrick was there a few years ago. At the time, he had his own group called Jay Perrick and Vocal Event. He sings with the Lefevre Quartet now. Jay Perrick and Vocal Event, that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
You gave me a song to sing, and I'm gonna make it ring for you, Lord, for you to see. That given the words to say, I know that I can clear the way for you to use me.
Heard my plea, gave to me the
It was good to see Jay Parrick. Jay was off the road for a few years after his time with Gold City working at his church, and he came back with Jay Parrick and Vocal Event. He sings with Mike Lefevre in the Lefevre Quartet now, and it's great to see Jay Parrick back out there again.
Yes, it is.
We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. And just a reminder that if you're planning on going to a concert, check with the concert promoter first to make sure that it hasn't been canceled or rescheduled. And we look forward to seeing you again next week on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you for being with us here on How Sealing Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Take care now.